an NBA story that's kind of taken every sports fan, maybe not by surprise, but it's definitely a bit of interest. Ja Morant, NBA basketball player, was caught for a second time with a gun on social media. And I mean, I'm just hearing these updates. I'm hearing quotes from the team, from the commissioner, just talking about like, oh, we talked to him. You know, we talked to the players. We think this is bad. And you know, and that's fair, right? Okay, they talked to him. Great. And I heard on CBS Sports Radio, our network affiliate, Jody Mack was talking about over the weekend, just asking the question, how can these players be so dumb? And I think we all ask ourselves that. You know, they make all this money, they have all this social influence. And so, you know, you ask, how can these players be so dumb, the ones that seem to get themselves into trouble? How can you be so dumb? We even asked that about Bob Huggins when he went on the air and talked and used some slurs that are not publicly appropriate. I think, you know, most of us can agree. You know, we were even asked the question with him. It's like, you know, how can he be so dumb to do that on that medium at that time with that many people paying attention? So I kind of want to take a different approach to understanding where these players are coming from, because I don't think the question that we should be asking when it comes to athletes and their influence and the decisions they make, I don't think we should be asking, why are some of these athletes so dumb to put themselves in a bad situation? I think more of the question we should ask is, when are we going to, as a society, have enough of some of these players? And what punishments can be out there that can be implemented that are going to send a message that this behavior or these words that were used, these actions that were taken, or these actions that were demonstrated, are not okay? When are we as sports fans going to stop letting the influence of these players distract us from what's morally correct in the world? Ja Morant had already held a gun in a social media post once, and then he's caught holding a gun in a video on social media. When the NBA, and I do believe the rest of the major sports leagues, kind of have that in the whole, like, you know, every team's got that in the contract. Like, you know, you must have some sort of good morale. Don't get yourself caught up in issues. The reason why they have those clauses in there is not to restrain players from expressing themselves, but all the leagues understand that these athletes have major influence socially. And the leagues don't want to send that bad message like, oh, yeah, it's cool to play with guns or do drugs or, you know, do dangerous things, because, like, kids watch this stuff. And a lot of other people are persuaded by what these athletes do and how they act and who they are. And it's not good that if, you know, these teens or young adults are looking up to these guys who hold guns or use slurs or mistreat people. Right, that's not, none of that is okay because of the influence in our society and the way messages spread so quickly that, you know, these young people could get the wrong perception, or we as people even could be misguided by the people that we want to look up to, the people that we so-called heroes even, that we look up to and we want to model ourselves after. So I won't ask, when things like this happen, why are these people so dumb? Because they are in full control of their decisions. And I do believe that many of the times they know what they're doing is wrong. But I'll tell you why they're not incentivized to do the right thing after we take this call from Vic in Hazelwood. Go ahead, Vic. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
This whole Ja Morant thing, you know, he has no guidance. His father's out there acting an idiot. Ja Morant has, what, 5 or 6 cars, 2 of which are Bentleys,
yep,
3 or 4 houses, a couple $1 million, that's fine. Real estate is good. But You know, everybody keeps talking about him expressing himself with these guns. You got to look a little further into it, like with these Congress people like Taylor Greene and Bobit. They've taken pictures on their holiday cards with their whole family holding guns. And nobody complains about that. I'm not saying it's right. John Moran is an idiot, and he needs to get some guidance. He do. I feel sorry for the young man, but and look who he's running with. He's running with these little fake gang members. It's not going to end well for John Moran, and hopefully somebody get a hold to him and talk to him and sit him down somewhere and get him straight.
Thanks for the call, Vic from Hazelwood. No, that's fair. Vic always brings up some good points. I like when he calls in. Yeah, if you want to hear my opinion on guns, perhaps they'll give me a show on KDKA AM, and we can talk about that over there. I'm not going to talk about that right here. Not that that's a bad point, though. I'm just not going to get into that on this radio station. But, I mean, it's a fair point. There are guns in this society, and so sometimes we as Americans see that as an expression. I can totally understand that point to an extent. But he got caught twice, and so Vic says he's misguided. I would tend to agree. But in many of these cases, I don't think that the players are necessarily, they're not dumb. They're not stupid for what they do. And I say that because, or even the coaches, or any sports figure, when they go out and they do what we think is dumb and is against the policy, against the boundaries of morality, it's not because they're stupid. It's because they're not held accountable in a way that like hurts them or makes them remorseful for their actions. Okay, John Morant, under investigation, he releases a statement saying that he takes full responsibility for his actions. And there's no guarantee that upon further investigation that he's going to be suspended for any amount of time that's significant to him or his team come next season. And that's kind of the problem. Or how about Bob Huggins? I mean, Crowley brought this up a week or two ago in an impassioned speech, like talking about cancel culture. Well, no, they didn't cancel Bob Huggins. He still has a job. And he's losing $1 million in his contract for as long as his contract remains because of the words that he used on that radio show. But he's losing $1 million, and yet he's still making multi-$1 million in his contract. It's okay, I lost $1 million, but I'm still making, what, 3 or 4? So he's not being crippled. He's very much still going to be able to live in luxury as he continues to coach and then as he goes on into retirement. So at what point do we get the punishments to a place where these players and these coaches and these sports figures are disincentivized to use language as Bob Huggins did or to take action like John Morant did? I mean, I don't have a close relationship with guns, and I don't fully understand how that's an expression that is anywhere healthy. I don't understand. If you understand, if you get it, give me a call and explain. I mean, I think Vic from Hazelwood talked about that. I mean, I've never seen guns as an expression. I've never seen being around guns as an expression. And that's just might be how I was raised or where I was raised. And that's totally fine. And if you want to call and express an opinion on that side of it, I mean, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to take the opportunity to try and understand. As I think many of us might who are unfamiliar with that type of expression, of that type of lifestyle. 412-928-9370 is my phone number. You can also tweet me at callas_33. That's callas_33 on Twitter. But I don't think that the players are dumb. And I think I was talking yesterday about this, you know, and somebody commented to me. They said, well, do you really think they care what you think? And the answer is no, they don't have to care what I think, because that's kind of my point in all of this. The players don't have to care about what I say. here on the radio or wherever else I talk about these issues, they don't have to care about what I say. Because whether I'm saying this or not, there's no amount of accountability they're going to have right now that's going to disincentivize them from doing what we consider dumb. And they don't care if we think it's dumb. They don't care if we're upset by it, because if they're not disciplined in a way that's going to cripple them financially or going to cripple their team from having their talents, then they're going to keep doing it. And it's not dumb on their part. They know what they're doing. I think in most cases, they understand in some way that it's wrong, or when the feedback becomes overwhelming, they understand, okay, you know, maybe this is wrong because people didn't respond to this the way I thought, or people didn't respond to this in a kind way. And I just think that we as sports fans, over time, need to hold some of these athletes into higher account. I think that they do what we perceive as dumb, but they don't care because they don't have to care. They're still financially stable, having all the social influence in the world. Some of the images that they create, some of the words that they speak, some of the actions they demonstrate influence people in a way that's not healthy, and that can be damaging to the rest of us as a result. So just remember that as you're a sports fan, watching Ja Morant play in the NBA, watching or observing Bob Huggins coach WVU basketball, or anybody else that's been involved in just what we consider stupid decisions.